Second scripture comes for 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 through 13. Love never fails, but if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. For we know in part of we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with child things. For now we see in the mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known. But now, faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. Join me in prayer. My Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. It's a great honor to be here this morning. I thank God for allowing me to wake up this morning and to share with you one of the many things we share as First Presbyterian Church of Santa Ana, and that's the Word of God. Today, I would like to start asking two people in this congregation with a different age and different civil status if like to volunteer. I would like to ask you a question. Anyone? There you go, there's one. Thank you, Ashley. That's one person. And an older member. Thank you, Scott. I would like to ask you what the word means to you, love. What love means to you? Just one word. Agape. Sacrifice for the love of others. Thank you, Scott.
Devotion.
I'm sorry?
Devotion.
Devotion. Okay, Ashley?
Selflessness.
Interesting. If you notice, it's the same word, but the answers are different. The answers, I believe, depends on that what stage of your life you are and what stage of your life you're going through to. There's people that says that it's different type of loves, but I believe it's the same love expressed differently. Why? I love my parents. But I express the same love differently to my kids, to my friends, to my significant other, and of course, to my neighbor. The love that we express to our parents, for example, is like a roller coaster. I heard parents laughing, same here. When we are born up to 11 or 12, the love towards mom and dad is enormous. Mom will be always the prettiest, even if she's not so. Dad, that will be the handsome and the most stronger guy out there, even if it's not so. During our teen years, we experience the same kind of love, but it's expressed differently. Mom isn't as pretty as she was a few months ago. And on top of that, she's the most annoying spying on my life. Dad may be the strongest guy out there still, but not as handsome as the popular guy at school. And he probably still strong until girl's eyes, because I think at that age, guys didn't develop yet. So they still were pretty wimpy. So dad still takes the strongest side, right? And sometimes teenagers even feel ashamed of showing love to their parents in front of friends. At that point of love, that time of our life, love expressed differently. When we move out of our parents' house, we take bigger responsibilities, and that love becomes so hard to express. Now, because we have jobs, we have school, social life, that love becomes so hard to express. Finally, we get older. We realize those parents can leave Earth any day. That's when mom becomes the prettiest and dad becomes the smartest. Sometimes we don't notice until they're gone, but we're not going to talk about that today. It's certainly easy to think that talking about love is talking about good sentiments, good feelings. But in reality, love is beyond what we feel for a relative, friend, or significant other. It's very common to easily give love when someone feels the same way for me. But it's so hard to love when we know we're not gonna get the same thing back. The human being is unable to give love without thinking, waiting to receive something back. That's in our nature. When someone expresses love for us, whether it be family member, brothers and sisters in church, that's so easy to show love back. But what happened to the love we have for that person? That person that one day I help him, I give them a favor, and now that person starts speaking poorly about me. What happened to that love? Or what happened to that love that we have for that neighbor that walks their dog every day and allows that dog to pee in my driveway? What happened to that love? What happened to that love towards people when we see them sleeping on the streets? Homeless, sometimes without food. How hard it is to express love. Let's go a bit deeper, more personal, at home. When at home supposed to be the people who loves you the most and you love the most. We're so quick to anger that sometimes we're so mad and we start yelling to our kids. But we also live in a really false society that we go on social media and show a really nice picture of my family. I love them. Sadly, it's not what is always happening at home. But we're so focused in showing everybody else how much I love them that we forgot to show them how much I love them. Let's see what the Bible said about love. 1 Corinthians 13, 14, 4 to 8 said, love is patient. Love is kind and not jealous. Love that's not brag and is not arrogant. does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It's not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoice with the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. Love never fails. But if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If their knowledge will be done away. Very commonly we see this scripture share in weddings, right? But it doesn't apply only to couples. It applies to all of us in any circumstance of your life. The most important that is not apply only in couples, but we read it in weddings. And sometimes this couple forget about this reading a couple weeks later of the wedding. When they start noticing the real me. So the question here is, what is love? Love is when my actions do not depend on my feelings. What? What did I just say? Love is when my actions do not depend on my feelings. If you want to write it down, I invite you to. Many times we feel that we cannot love when we tempt by anger and we're led to impatience. So hard. When I'm looking for my own well-being, or when I'm being forced to give up something. But if I give up those feelings, there's an action of humbleness. I carry the burdens of others, and I bear all things. And that's when true love manifests. The love that it doesn't wait for anything back. And 1 John 4, verses 10 to 11 says, "And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought love to another. It's excellent when someone who I love loves me back. That's easy. But this is not a real proof of love. God loved us before we love him. And we haven't done anything to deserve such love. Why are we waiting for someone to deserve your love? He loved us first, as we are. Love gives, and not only to those who are good to you. Love the ones who treat you poorly, unfairly. Those who disappoint you. Love first. But love in a way that it doesn't disappear if you're not get love back. Because remember, love bears all things. But if you're still not so sure if you should love the one who hurt you, insulted you, and treat you unfairly, let's see what Matthew 5, 44, 45 says. But I said to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sons to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain to the righteous and the unrighteous. How many here believe that we are sons and daughters of God? Amen. I remember clearly a message preached by Pastor Danny a few years ago. He was speaking about honoring our parents and how we honor our Father in heaven because we are sons and daughters of God, right? Pastor Danny was saying how to really honor our parents. Honoring our parents was not only not talking to them back or obeying what they're telling us to do. Honoring our parents was applying their teachings to our daily life, to our daily days. And applying especially when they were not watching. There's a saying in Spanish that says, the children are the reflection of our parents. So true. And so important. I will honor my parents by applying their teachings when they are not making sure I'm doing the right thing. As a human beings, we tend to want others to change, especially our significant other, because it will be easier to love you if you are the way I do think you should be. Why are you making it so difficult for me to love you? But this is another way to show that we're looking for our own well-being. Instead of seeking only our own happiness and waiting for others to change, we have to find our own sin, purify it. We have to change the attitude of I know everything. These arrogant and foolish sins that we apply when we are with others. If we purify ourselves of those sins, we can definitely honor our Father in heaven. A few weeks ago, I'm going to share something that Karen shared with me, and that makes me very proud. Karen is my oldest daughter, by the way. At home, when we pray in the morning, before everybody goes to school, work, and stuff, we pray, and we try to always pray, God, help us to do whatever we have to do as we do it for you. That has been a prayer in our home for many, many years. So I received this text for Karen saying that the dad of the baby she used to take care of in Boston while she was living in Boston wrote a review about her performance. And this review is in a webpage in a site that she is subscribed as a nanny. And the review says like this, there are people who simply watch children, and then there are people who genuinely care about children and really enjoy helping them grow and learn. Karen is one of those people. In almost 2 years of watching my son, Karen was focused on him 100% of the time she was with him, went out of her way for him, and made sure to always be helping him learn about new things. I will 100% recommend Karen to anyone looking for someone who cares about children rather than just a body to watch them while they're at work. I couldn't help to say to her, "That's my daughter." Always honoring your parents. She replied by saying, "That's because of yours and Dad's teachings." Which I answered, "The example was there, but you choose to be who you are. That's your work." If we are sons and daughters of God, why is it so hard to follow his example and teachings of love? We have to follow his example so one day the Lord could say to us, "Good job. The example was there, but you choose to be who you are. That's my daughter or son. So proud of you." As the title of the message this morning says, there's no exception to love. Because the love is not to agree what my brother or sister is doing, or to say that everything that they do is correct. Rather, is to take their burden and pray for them. Have faith for them. Wish them the best. This is to act despite what I feel. My brother and sister, everyone around you should feel an unstoppable attraction towards Christ through you. But how can somebody feel attraction to Christ if the only thing that can see through us is impatience, resentment, hate, and arrogance? We need to feel God's true love every day and show it. But to get it, we need more prayer. Asking God to help us to have more of his love and be willing to give up our own will. I'm going to leave you with these three Bible verses and readings that I have touched my life. If you have a pen and you want to write it down, you're invited to do so. First one comes from 1 John 4, verse 8. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. It's interesting if you hear the answers of our brothers was not God. God is love. God is love. 1 John 4:20, if someone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And the last is 1 Corinthians 13:13. But now faith, hope, love, abide these three, but the greatest of this is love. Remember, my brothers and sisters, love will be with us forever because God is love. The greatest love, the love of Jesus Christ. Show it, preach it, live it every day to honor your Father in heaven. God be with you all.